I'm Brad Cresswell here with Haley Taylor. We're coming to you live today on the road at the Armstrong Air and Space Museum. Boy, we have talked with a lot of wonderful guests today. And we have another one right here in front of us who's going to tell us about lots of interesting things. That is Megan Wood. Now, Megan, first of all, welcome.
Thank you.
And thank you for joining us. Now, I want to get your title correct here because you're about to change titles, right?
That's right.
Well, why don't you tell us?
So I am the Director of Cultural Resources. I oversee a division of the Ohio History Connection that is our site network, our collections, and our exhibits. And I'm doing that job until Friday.
Wow. And that's Haley's birthday,
my
too.
Birthday, yeah. And then I'm taking a week in between, and then I will be the Executive Director and CEO of the Ohio History Connection starting August 1st.
Wow. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I mean, you're going to be overseeing not just Ohio, right?
All of the Ohio History Connection, our functions as the state's history partner.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So that's our site system. We're the State Historic Preservation Office. If you see those markers, I'm sure you stop for them everywhere like I do. We do that as well. So we do all things Ohio history.
So we're currently at the Armstrong Air Museum, but tell us a little bit about the other sites that are available in this area that you oversee.
Yeah, so not too far away in Piqua is the Johnson Farm and Indian Agency, which is also having a 50th anniversary year. We must have been in a site building year at that point. And then we're not too far from places like Fort Recovery, Fort Jefferson, Cedar Bog is in Urbana, and Fort Meigs in Perrysburg, thinking about driving up and down 75 to see sites.
Yeah. I mean, that's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of history involved with Ohio, and in particular, this museum and the legacy of Neil Armstrong. Can you talk a little bit about maybe the whole history of Ohio as a breeding ground for, you know, flight things? They weren't just first in flight to the moon. We also have the Wright brothers and many different connections.
And I think, you know, with the Wright brothers, North Carolina, you know, likes to say first in flight. And we're like, well, you had the dunes and the wind, but we really had the brain power in Ohio.
We have the wind today.
We do have the wind today, if it had just been a day like today. But, you know, that early innovation of flight with the Wright brothers and then what they brought to the Dayton area and then with Wright-Patterson, you know, it really was a breeding ground for a lot of different individuals and then also like education programs. There's NASA Glenn, John Glenn, and the John and Annie Glenn Boyhood Home in New Concord is one of our sites as well. But then, of course, Neil Armstrong. But in the Apollo missions, you know, we know of the astronauts, we know the Ohio astronauts, but there's also this great connection of Ohio businesses, other industries that fed into the whole Apollo and other space programs. So if you come to the museum, you'll see a graphic that talks about that much broader spectrum of people and industries that it took to get us to the moon.
Yeah, when you talk about business and industry helping to facilitate that project, Apollo 11, I mean, what was their contribution in general? I mean, are you talking about technological corporations building aircraft or something else?
There was a lot of little pieces that go that, you know, literally and figuratively that went into many of the NASA missions. So, you know, there's things that are related to spacesuits. There's things that are related to rocket propulsion. There's, you know, smaller component pieces that come out of Ohio in the, you know, in the engineering and the businesses that were here.
Yeah.
Now, you obviously are so connected to Ohio. Are you a longtime Ohioan? How did you become connected with these stories here?
So, I grew up in a state to the north that sometimes we can't name. I jokingly say I'm north of Toledo, just a touch.
I'll whisper to you, I'm the same way. I'm from the state north of Toledo.
You guys, but I'm nobody's listening to this right now. You can have a
private conversation. Yeah.
I'm showing my map right now, my hand.
Yes. Same.
But I have a calculator on my phone.
But I do like to say Ohioan by choice. I came in 2006 working for the then Ohio Historical Society. I'm a museum professional by training, and have just been so blessed to work at this institution and all these stories. You know, we have glacial grooves up at Kelly's Island, you know, where the glaciers are scraping across, you know, this part of land. And then we have Neil Armstrong and meeting and talking to people that knew him. It's just incredible.
Yeah, it is incredible. You think of it as so far flung in the past, yet we have people like Mike Mallory and, of course, Rick Armstrong here to talk about the man that they knew, you know, and certainly in a different light than the way that we view Neil Armstrong today. You know, there's so much focus on the Apollo 11 event that we don't realize what a remarkable test pilot he was, his career after landing on the moon. I mean, there's
being a professor at the University of Cincinnati.
Right. As we were hearing from Mark Steer, who's one of his students. I mean, the connections are amazing, and the fact that they're all gathering together to celebrate this museum in Neil Armstrong's hometown. I mean,
it's really heart. I mean, it's really heartwarming. Whenever I watch that footage of him stepping off, I still like I tear up because it's just incredible. And you knew that everybody on Earth was watching that if they could. And then knowing that right here in this town, people were like, this is our boy, this is our Neil, and we're going to build a museum because it was so important. And that's why I see my work as important, because it's like remembering those moments isn't just about the past, it's also about what the people of the past wanted to tell us in the present and the future.
Sure, absolutely. And in that, it's great to see the community today. And, you know, we mentioned this earlier, we were here 3 years ago for the anniversary of the mission, and it was great to see that energy as well. The community still supporting each other in that way, and it's very similar to Toledo, Ohio, and how the community supports each other. But for such an important event, it's great to see everyone coming out today and joining in the celebrations. Absolutely.
Yeah, Megan is nodding her head yes.
Yes, yes, in agreement.
Agreeing with everything that you say.
Yes.
Megan, maybe you can talk a little bit about the legacy of Armstrong and as it is presented at the museum and how it is viewed by the History Connection in contemporary terms. I mean, what can we learn from Neil Armstrong today?
What we talk a lot about as we are looking at what comes next for this museum is the inspiration of someone who grew up right here in our backyard, who a very humble man, but did incredible things for the earth, for the world. And so how do we use that as inspiration for future generations? And, you know, maybe it's not stepping onto Mars or on the moon, but just this ability to think beyond our, you know, ourselves. What is it that we can take into the future? How can we be inspired to make change in the world and in the community? And, you know, the moon is such a huge target, but that we all have that in us.
That it's possible.
Possible. Yeah, and it's possible right from here. It's far away. It's not across the ocean or across the continent. It's right here. And that's what we really like to think about. Beyond, you know, there's great things to learn about space travel and the science and the history, but it's also, you know, what can we think from our learn from ourselves and be inspired to do.
And speaking of learning from ourselves, you know, you probably have such a great connection with the community, but is there anything that you hope the community does connect with or learn from this event, or even with your work throughout Ohio, throughout these sites?
I think it's the continuing legacy of Ohio Neil Armstrong's continuing legacy in the space program, but also, you know, that we're going to continue to invest in this place. There's still strong Ohio connections to the aerospace industry and how that's expanding and growing, and that, you know, we're committed to working with our partners here to making this place still a central learning point for those changes. I often joke that the story here is literally infinite, so you know, but we get to use our Ohio connections as the lens to think about that.
Yes,
that's great. Yeah, you know, when you were talking about all the people involved in making Apollo 11 a success, it reminded me of, like, at the end of a movie when you see all the credits and all the jobs that you never think about when you're watching the film.
Right.
And I think people maybe don't realize the numbers and the expertise that went into the mission. And the mission itself, you know, was a little bumpy here and there. It did not come out exactly as planned, but the end goal certainly did. And you know, Neil Armstrong was a person who did something that nobody else will ever do. In no matter what happens, they will not be the first person to step on the moon. That belonged to him. And that is such an inspiration, because we all, you know, find things to do every single day that nobody has done before, because I'm me, you are you. I mean, that has to be part of the legacy as well, don't you think?
Absolutely. And that, you know, thinking back to that moment and the folks here knowing that that man that they were watching, everybody was watching walk on the moon, you know, was from Wapakoneta and in all of Ohio. And just the pride that surrounded that moment, I just think of how special that is also to remember as well.
And all those people working together. That's a message we need to propagate.
And that everybody all over the world, you know, one small step for man, for, you know, mankind, all of us. So it's a bringing together, too, of community. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. Megan Wood, who is the incoming executive director and CEO of the Ohio History Connection. That's happening on Friday. Hope all goes well.
Thank you.
Anything we can do to help, let us know.
I will give you a call.
Excellent. Thank you, Megan, for joining us today.
Thank you.